Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Chase, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McCabe, Derek Mason, live at the Murphy Center here on the campus of Middle Tennessee State University, my alma mater.
Yes.
Good to be here as the 50th anniversary of the Murphy Center will take place tonight. It was actually December 11th, but they're playing the game tonight against Chattanooga. We talked to Nick McDevitt earlier today. And
you're about to say Rick Merritt.
Well, I think I combined Rick Stockstill and Nick McDevitt, and that's where we got. Chris Massaro are going to join us at the bottom of the hour. But as we do every Thursday at 1 o'clock, we say hello to Elliot Friedman, the author of the 32 Thoughts, Sportsnet, Hockey Night in Canada. Willie Donick is here, or he's in Winnipeg, I should say. So you and Elliot are in the same country, Willie.
Yeah, last week I was sort of rubbing it in on Elliot when I was down in Tampa and the weather was like 78 degrees and perfect sunshine, and today we got the snowstorm. I guess this wouldn't qualify as a storm. Like if we were in Nashville, this would like stop the city. But up here it's like, yep, got a little snow, deal with it.
8 inches, just a little snow, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Elliot, how you doing?
Yeah, we're getting a little bit of a nice we've got a little bit of an ice storm coming here. I've got a card game tonight and some of my wimpy buddies are backing out. I'm not thrilled about this right now.
So, Elliot, with reading your column, and I know you've talked about it quite a bit, the situation in Vancouver with Bo Horvat. What is going on with that right now, and do you anticipate that a move maybe happening sooner rather than later?
I think the only reason I don't anticipate it happening soon is that you know, I think there's so many teams right now that are tight to the cap or in long-term injury. I don't think it's going to be easy. So I wouldn't want to say no, but I think there's time here. I mean, one of the things the Canucks have kind of indicated that if this, I mean, the trade deadline this year is March 3rd. If this goes into February, they don't seem to be too worried about that. You know, Horvat, here's the situation. He's an unrestricted free agent. In the summer, I thought he was going to sign. I know a lot of other people thought he was going to sign, but it never got close. And I don't know if they lowballed him or it just wasn't close or whatever, but it never got there. And, you know, in St. Louis, you take a look at some of the contracts signed there by their young players, Robert Thomas, Jordan Kyrou, those are 8x8-ish deals. And, you know, he scored his 21st of the year last night. He's on pace for 60 goals. It's a bit ahead of where you would expect. Someone sent me a note this morning that he's about 8 ahead of where he probably should be based on expected goals. But, you know, production matters, and he's having an enormous season. I think he's priced himself out of what they want to do. In the summer, they paid JT Miller 7x8, which is $56 million. I think they'd like to get Horvat around the same number, but I think they've been below that, and I'm not sure they're going to get there. It's a tough spot for them because they also have another great player, Elias Patterson, who is an unrestricted free agent in 2 years, and they've got to sign him too.
The Predators right now find themselves on a 4-game losing streak, and we've seen this team be streaky this year. They had the 7-game losing streak, and then they went on a winning streak and a point streak. And now things are, you know, coming back down. They have injuries. 4 of their top 7 on defense are out right now. So that's obviously hard to overcome. But what's kind of your view of what's happening with the Predators and not being able to score, especially on the power play?
You know, I have to say that at the beginning of this year, I was asking another team in the division. I go over all the teams in the division with them. And, you know, he said to me, like, what's your biggest concern? I said to him, okay, Nashville. And he goes, you know what my biggest concern with them is? And I go, what's that? And he goes, regression. He said, last year, like, a lot of your guys had enormous seasons. And the thing that you're worried about, well, you know, Johansson, like Forsberg, I don't think you normally worry about. He's established himself as a pretty consistent player. But those were big numbers for Johansson, and it was a big year for Duchene. And what do we have? And he said you can expect they'll take a little bit of a step back, but you don't want it to be too big, and you don't want like five guys to have it at the same time. And that's exactly what you guys are having right now. Like I've watched a little bit more. When I was in Florida, I didn't get a chance to see you very much, but I've watched you a little bit more. And you can, like I've said it a couple of times now, your best players aren't scoring. And now, I mean, I also saw too, I was looking at what's happened to a couple of the other guys who scored a bit more than expected last year. They're not scoring either. And, you know, Saros has righted himself. Yes, your defense is banged up, but I really look at it and I say quite simply, a number of the people who came through for you guys last year, they just aren't coming through. And I think the other thing that I think really concerns me about your group was there were times last year that, you know, the one line dragged you into games. When you guys were struggling or you didn't start very well, you know, you guys got dragged into games by that big, physical, tough line that just said, you know what, we're starting, and you guys would get energized. I don't see that happening as much this year. And that concerns me, too, because sometimes, because that line's job is to do that. So either it's not happening as often, or the players just aren't as galvanized by that anymore. And that's another thing that concerns me about your group as I watch them.
Elliot Friedman with us. Elliot, I think you're dead on for sure. And on the flip side, the opponent tonight in Winnipeg, you know, they've sort of turned it back around. Like I remember last year, you kind of had some high hopes. You thought that would be a team to watch. It didn't come together. But this year, when you have your goalie playing well, and your top players are playing well, you can see how it can turn around with essentially the same guys.
Yeah. Sorry, you cut out there for a second. Can you just repeat the end of the sentence there?
Yeah, sorry, Elliot. It looks like Winnipeg is getting the production from the top guys.
Yes, they are. And, you know, like one of the players there had a great line about Rick Bowness. They said, disappointing him is like disappointing your grandfather. Like he doesn't get mad at you, but he just says, I'm so disappointed at you. It makes you feel like you're about 2 inches tall. I think the thing about Bonus is he Kevin Bieksa, who we all know lost a fight badly once in Nashville, he told me that Bonus was one of the favorite coaches that he played for because he treated you like an adult and he told you he was demanding. But he treated you like an adult and he told you what he expected. And, you know, I don't think that Bonus was the number one choice for Winnipeg. I think that was Barry Trotz. And I'm not even convinced he was the number two choice for Winnipeg. But sometimes, as I often joke, I don't think I was my wife's first choice either. But sometimes you get something, you get a marriage, and it works out really well. I think that's the case right now. I think Winnipeg has some flaws, but I think that he's taught them a different way to play. He's a new voice. You know, Paul Maurice had been there for a long time. Sometimes you just get tired of the same voice. And I think he came in there. He said, this is the way we're going to play. They've bought in. I mean, aside from Vegas, who I think has beaten them now three times, they've given everybody trouble. And I just think the new voice there has really helped.
Elliot, I know you watched the waiver wire very closely. What were your thoughts on the Ellie Tolvanen maneuvering?
I have to tell you, I was surprised that none of the other teams down at the bottom of the standings didn't claim him. Like, to me, that was a perfect free claim for a lot of teams that have trouble scoring. You know, Seattle was 23rd in the waiver order, 22nd because Nashville doesn't count. And the fact that they were the first team to put in a claim, it really surprised me. You know, I was surprised when I saw him hit the wire. Like sometimes I'll see things and I'll be like, what? Is this a mistake? Is this real? And I was a little surprised when I saw him. You know, the more research I did into it, I understood. You guys were really banged up on the blue line. I understand Lauzon is skating today. So you can't, like, you need a defenseman, and you can't put those guys on long-term injury list because they're just not out long enough. And if you can't do that, you can't get the break. So all of a sudden, you guys are sitting there. You know, Lauzon gets hurt. You've already got other guys hurt. Another defenseman went down in that game, Carrier. You know, McCarron's situation, very unfortunate, and you hope he does his best and gets better. But you're sitting there and you're saying you're stuck. And, you know, the biggest debate I hear about this stuff, Willie, is, like, I've had people debate me over the years. Do you do what's right for your business, or do you do what's right for your locker room? And sometimes the right thing for your business is to send down a player who has the ability to send them down, even though they're a player who's playing. And that doesn't always go well with your players. Like, they know who deserves to be in the lineup and who doesn't. And sometimes you sit there and you say, you know what, this someone that isn't playing, he's going to be the guy we're going to remove because other people deserve to play. And that's what happened. He hadn't played since November 19th, and that was the decision you made. Like, I had Predators fans sending me DMs, you know, we could have moved Cole Smith, we could have moved somebody else. And, you know, I think it came down to who's playing and who isn't. And I know all of these moves, and believe me, I heard from a lot of Predators fans who weren't happy about it, and now we're going to find out. You know, was it the right move? Was it simply a player needed a change of scenery? Was it not going to work in Nashville? Were the Predators right about this? I guess we're going to have a referendum and we're all going to find out. But I'll tell you this. I have spoken to a lot of players over the years, guys, who believe that everybody knows who deserves to be in the lineup. And in a situation like that, usually the best thing to do is say, we're going to keep the guys who we think deserve to be in the lineup.
And Elliot, let's go to a connecting story. A Winnipeg native, Cody Glass, is a guy that, you know, if you look down the road 2 or 3 years, this is a guy they really love to turn into something significant. Yep. He's going to get a chance to play in Winnipeg tonight for the first time as an NHL player. But So that's a guy that obviously they sort of chose to keep rather than Tolvanen. And so let's see how he does, because he's a guy short-term and long-term who's very important.
Well, what probably that means Cody Glass is probably playing for free tonight because he's spending so much money in tickets that he's not getting a team check out of it. Yeah, that we always like when that happens. Yeah, again, like the thing is about Cody Glass is he's been playing. I know he's had the chance a couple times this year to become the second line center, and you know, he's still a relatively young guy. I don't know if that kind of ceiling is still possible for him. But that doesn't mean he can't be a useful player. I mean, the other thing, too, is he's a center. And the centers are the hardest things to find. And I know in this league now, if you ask most teams what do you need to win, they will tell you you've got to be good on the blue line, and you've got to be great down the middle, and you've got to have a goalie who can make one more save than the other guy. And you guys have a really good one. So I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know if all the Predators fans would agree with this, but I'm not surprised that they would err on the side of a center as opposed to a winger. I mean, to me, the bottom line is Tolvanen hasn't played in almost a month. And if you don't think a guy is going to play for you, why would you keep him over somebody else? Like, it's just better for even the player, too, to go get a fresh start somewhere else.
Elliot, appreciate it as always, and we will talk to you next week.
All right, guys, have a great weekend.
You too. Elliot Friedman, Sportsnet, Hockey Night in Canada, author of The 32 Thoughts, joins us every Thursday at 1 o'clock. We'll come back with more here from the Murphy Center at MTSU. But first, Willie, tell us about Loan Pronto.
Okay, let's talk Loan Pronto. 2023 is just around the corner. And if you'd love to kick off the new year without any credit card debt, or if you want to take care of some big bills that you want to just say, it's over and done, it's history, it's in the past, 2023 is new, you can do it with Loan Pronto's Express Equity Line of Credit. wipe out the credit card bill, the car payment. Start a new project in terms of home improvement. You want to make your house even more valuable? You can reinvest in it by getting cash out. Rates are down. This is a great move to get on more solid financial footing for 2023. That sounds good. You don't have to do a full home refi. Ask about the Express Equity Credit Line. You can close in 7 to 10 days. You can access up to 95% of your home's equity. So call Loan Pronto now and get on it. 615-499-5780. You can keep your main load intact, and you can get the cash you need. 615-499-5780 or go to loanpronto.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS 166-1781, subject to lender approval.
Tune in for NFL pregame this Sunday live from Twin Peaks in Cool Springs, located at 1634 Galleria Boulevard. Join Jared Stillman and Forever Titans wide receivers Chris Sanders and Derek Mason from 1 to 3 prior to the Titans taking on the Chargers. Pregame is presented by TriStar Moving, Parman Tractor and Equipment, Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey, Superbook Sports, and Ounce of Hope Cannabis Company. Chase Willie and D. Mace presented by Hair Club live at the Murphy Center at MTSU. Blue Raiders taking on Chattanooga tonight as a part of the 50th anniversary celebration of this building. Athletics Director Chris Massaro going to join us in just a few minutes. But, Willie, I know you did you ever play here? Did you ever play at the Murphy Center?
I never played at the Murphy Center. I have broadcast any number of games, college, high school. I've done some state championship games, a lot of them there. So I have seen many, many games. And the Murphy Center, I think, is still one of the more unique buildings in college basketball. I've never seen really any other building that's built quite like it. I think it's a great place to watch a game.
Yeah, no doubt about it, for sure. I know you went to morning skate. What can you tell us about what to expect? I know John Hines said Saros will be in tonight, but what else can we expect as the Preds take on the Jets?
Well, as we just talked about with Elliott, there really are no options right now to put anybody else in the lineup. They are up against it with the salary cap, with injuries. Jeremy Lazan did skate. You heard Elliott say that, and so he is getting closer. So there is some optimism. And not only about him, but the other defensemen, namely, of course, Alex Carrier, Ryan McDonough, that they hope to get them maybe back a little sooner than maybe they initially thought. But you keep your fingers crossed on that because you never know. Like, it's a day-to-day thing. You got to hope for that daily improvement. But I think Lazan will be the first of the three to get back in there. He's the guy on the ice. And so that will at least help a little bit. But in the meantime, they've got to make it happen with the guys they have, and they have a very tough opponent tonight in the Jets, who were kind of in a funk really all last year, but now with essentially the same team, they figured some things out. They have an excellent goalie in Connor Hellebuck, who will start tonight, and they've got their top guys sort of carrying the load. Kyle Connor, Pierre-Luc Dubois, who they probably won't have after this year. Josh Morrissey, their top defenseman, is having a career year. And Blake Wheeler, who was stripped of the captaincy last year with the new coach coming in, has had a bounce-back year for them. So you put that all together, and you've got a team that's 18-9-1 and looking really, really good right now.
Yeah, they've played played well as the season has gone on, you know, here in the first half. And Rick Bowness, I mean, I think we know what he did in Dallas. I think he's a heck of a coach, and as Elliott said, you know, sometimes getting a new voice in there, you know, can be a good thing.
Yeah, and what he does is he emphasizes defensive structure. Defense leads to offense, and so the guys have bought in. But really, when you look at it, to me, this is a really good contrast of what a team – two teams that essentially were looked at the same kind of way. You know, playoff teams when they're at their best, teams that could miss the playoffs if they're not playing at their best. But you have a team in the Jets – that the top players are having good years, much like Nashville had last year. And you saw what the Jets looked like last year when their top guys didn't have as good a years. They missed the playoffs. This year you've got Nashville in a desperate need to get the top players going. Elliott talked about it, but I don't want to single out Forsberg and Duchesne, but we'll use them as examples. When those guys do well, the Predators win a huge percentage of the games. And you're going to have some games where you don't score. But you know, by and large, those guys are off the pace, as you heard Elliott say. And then you can go down the list. Granlund, Johansson, et cetera. I think Roman Josi is having a really good year. But in the next two-thirds of the season, and there's still a long way to go, it's very simple. Those guys, the top players have to carry the load if this team's going to get there. And the other side bar that Elliott mentioned that I do think is becoming an issue too, a guy like Tanner Jeannot, who he and Yakov Trenin really provided some really good secondary scoring last year. They're off their pace as well. So those are the other things that have to pick up. But to me, there's sort of a trickle-down effect. If the top guys produce, I think that becomes more likely that the secondary guys will kick in.
Coming up next, as I mentioned, we're at the Murphy Center. Chris Massaro, MTSU Athletics Director, is going to sit down with us, talk about some of the things that are going to be happening tonight. But first, Willie, tell us about Lee Company.
Lee Company is, of course, going to be sponsoring our pregame radio coverage, which starts tonight at 6 o'clock. The Jets and the Predators from up here in Winnipeg at 7 o'clock. Max Herz and Hal Gill will be on the call for that one. Lee Company, proud sponsor of the Nashville Predators. And, of course, they have all of your needs. You know, it's snowing up here. It's in the 20s as far as degrees. It's actually pretty warm for this time of the year up in Winnipeg. But back home, you got to make sure your heating unit is running properly at this time of the year. If it's not, always keep the phone number handy. If you have any trouble, hopefully, knock on wood, you don't need it when it comes to your heating. But 615-567-1000. Eventually, when you're a homeowner, you're going to need some maintenance. You're going to need some work on some of those fundamental parts of that keep your house running, the plumbing, the electric, the heating, the cooling. And they've got the home maintenance plan at Lee Company. That's the best thing for you. 615-567-1000 or go to LeeCompany.com. Lee Company, let their decades of expertise go to work for you.
Job openings to take care of an elderly person. There is only one person.
Mace, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Chase McCabe, Derek Mason at the Murphy Center at MTSU. Willie is in Winnipeg getting ready for Predators and Jets. Over on 94.9, the Fan, starting at 5:30. You'll hear an MTSU pregame as the Blue Raiders will host Chattanooga tonight, the 50th anniversary celebration of the Murphy Center, this awesome building. And joining us now is Chris Massaro, the athletic director here at MTSU. And I got to tell you, we're sitting here talking about the floor, the, I guess, do you call it gray or whatever the color is?
Yeah, but, gray.
But a different look for the floor. First time I've seen that. I know that's new, but it looks really cool.
It makes the blue pop. I mean, we're above the – we're at the mezzanine level, and it just looks great from here, the blue and the colors, and just it's just a fresh new look for the Murphy Center on its 50th birthday.
Yeah, December 11th was the actual birthday, the actual anniversary. I know members of that team are going to be here tonight. They're watching Shoot Around right now. They're going to be a part of introductions. But what other fun things are planned for the celebration tonight?
Well, we've got all kinds of fun things to really kind of honor. And that's the main thing is that the guys that played in that game, they're having pregame meal with our players. And obviously they're at Shoot Around right now. And then they'll have a warm-up top, so they'll lead the team out. And then Lee Fowler, who used to be an AD here, he was on that Vanderbilt basketball team that played in 1972, so he's gathered up four or five of his teammates. So we'll have the Vanderbilt guys here, our guys here, so we'll honor them. We'll honor some track because there's an indoor track around. So like Herschel Walker and Bo Jackson are some of the track athletes that have run on this track. And then we'll honor the music will be from the concerts of the past, from the artists in the past, from Dolly Parton to The Who to Elvis Presley to Garth Brooks to John Denver. I mean, it ran the gamut. So it was a who's who of artists of the 80s and 90s that played in here. So musically, we'll try to touch base with it. You'll see the all-time opponents team here at Murphy Center, some really great opponents that have played here, our MTSU all-time team, the TSSAA all-time team. We've had people from Magic Johnson to Anfrey Hardaway and that have played basketball in here. I mean, it's just a tremendous history, and we're going to try to honor it all tonight in about 2 minutes of timeouts at the under four. We'll be running out there doing something. At the under eight, we'll run out there and try to do something again. So it'll be a busy evening.
We asked Willie if he had ever played here, and he said no, but he's broadcast several games in here.
Okay. So I thought you might have lit it up one time, Willie, in here.
I wish. We never played middle when I was playing for Vanderbilt. A couple years later, they did. In fact, it was maybe just a year or two after I stopped playing. And middle beat Vanderbilt at the Murphy Center. And it was a rare time. I think it was a Jan Van Bredekhoff team that lost to middle here. But I have broadcast a lot of games here. I did a handful of middle games on CSS. And I did a lot of state championship games. And to me, those are some of my best memories, Chris. When you get the state tournament, guys and the girls, there have been a lot of really special games, special players that have come up through here. And I was telling the guys earlier, just the structure of Murphy Center. And, Chris, you've been around the country. I don't think there's another building like that at all. I think it's about as unique as it comes.
The windows, the squareness of it, that there's no center support. So I know when they built the roof that they were worried it was going to collapse, and those kind of things but it's an engineering marvel, really. Mm-hmm. And so it is a unique building. It's patterned after Notre Dame. So it was very similar to Notre Dame, and they've since renovated their arena. But us at Notre Dame are very similar. Willie, out of those high school games, what was does one stand out to you?
I did a bunch of them. On the girls' side, I think the best one that I ever did, it was the Mount Juliet team that had Alicia Clark, who, of course, you know very well. She ended up having a great career at middle and then on to the WNBA. She and her team came in against a team from a really small town, Dyersburg. But it was a great game. Dyersburg was kind of the underdog. It was one of the best crowds that I've seen. I think half of Mount Juliet was here. Yeah. And then I think all of Dyersburg was here for sure. And it was just a great high school game. Alicia was just – and I got to know her a little bit through the years with her being around and just helping out at some basketball camps we did. So I enjoyed following her career. But, yeah, that was that's one that stands out to me. I saw a great – game with a Bolivar Central on the boys' side that had Wayne Chisholm, who went on to play at Tennessee, a really good player for Bruce Pearl. They had a great team that came through here. There was, and you could probably recite some of the guys who came through in high school, just some big-time names. A lot of them out of Memphis, some of them from Nashville, some guys from Chattanooga. I mean, just it's really fun to see who comes through here.
Yeah, from the Corey Brewers of the world the lists are amazing. And this building's created so many memories for people all over the mid-state and really all over the state, because I think we've hosted the TSSAA. It might be at 44, 45 years of the building. So it's the goal of every high school kid to end their season at Murphy Center. And I just in my 20 years here, I've seen some great, great high school games as well. I mean, some of those great Riverdale teams. I missed the Shelbyville Rick Ensel teams because we ended up hiring him in my first year. So I kind of stole that thunder. But I understand those were some great crowds and events too with him.
No doubt. It's funny. The first time I was here, or not the first time, but I was a sophomore in high school at Franklin Road Academy. We were in state and playing here. And I'm the manager. I'm on the court. And we're in a good spot. Good spot. Leading the game, close game, good game. And I'm trying to remember the team. It was like Iona or something like that. It was a team I had never heard of. And we're in control. We get fouled, miss the free throws, which coach always emphasized making the free throws. They come down and score, tie it up. It's looking like we might be going to overtime. They get the ball back and hit it at the buzzer and beat us.
Oh, wow.
And it was heartbreak. But,
yeah, that's a killer.
You know, you mentioned those TSSAA moments in this building. They're a lot over the years.
Yeah, that's what makes tonight so special, because it's – it's impacted almost everybody that has any sort of sports fan in them, and it's really all over the state. Then you start throwing in all the commencements and other type memories that are formed in this building, and it really is near and dear to a lot of people in our community.
Now, how long, Chris, did it take you and your staff, or when did you and your staff started to work on this 50th year event?
That's a great question. Probably about 18 months ago.
Okay.
That I was kind of – there's a little plaque outside my office that has the date. So it was a nice reminder, you know, as you walk into the Murphy Center, like, okay, here we're coming up on it. So it's like, I can't forget this thing, you know. I mean, I can't let it go by because this thing could be really huge. So the first thing we really tried to do was to – the obvious one was try to get Vanderbilt to come play us as close to that date as we could. And quite honestly, there was a little bit more interest from Vanderbilt when Nick won 5 games. And then the next year we won like 26 games.
And
for some reason, there wasn't as much interest, you know, so we had to go a different direction. And then it really became trying to find a date that with Chattanooga or Murray, because Murray, we play them next week, and we've actually played Murray more times than anyone else in this building.
Oh, wow.
But it would have been a neat little thing if we could have made that Vanderbilt thing work. It would have been fun.
We've
started on it a long time ago, and then we formed a committee and just all the little things that we could do to help celebrate this thing all year.
Now, you asked Willie that question. What has been some of your favorites in regards to games that have been played on this court?
Yeah, and from women's basketball, my first year here, I guess it was in 2006 spring, we hosted the Sun Belt Conference basketball tournament, and this was Rick Ensel's first year as our coach, and we were playing Western Kentucky in the final, and Western was the heavy favorite, and we ended up winning that game in front of 5,000 people by about 18 points. I mean, we put them away pretty easily, and it's like, oh, we've got a real coach, a real thing going. I mean, Western had been the dominant kind of program, and so that was really a great, because it was sort of the signal of the Rick Ensel era. So that one sticks out in my mind. I think that we had and this was a loss. Sometimes, as you well know, you remember the losses more than the wins. And we'd just beaten UT in the NIT over there and beat them. And so we're playing Minnesota in here to go to New York. It was in the NIT quarterfinals. Had a really good team. Tubby Smith was their coach. And it was a back-and-forth game. We ended up losing by, like, 4. At the very – it was like a tie game with a minute left, anybody's ball game, the chance to go to New York. But what I really remember about this place is that we had about 24 hours and we sold – it was 11,000 people in here, and it was just a great, great environment. So it was a lot of fun on a quick turnaround and to try to get to New York. Mm-hmm. So those are the two men's and women's games that kind of stand out for me.
Well,
hey, Derek, I'll throw one more at you.
Uh-huh.
Well, because you'll appreciate this, and Chris, I'm sure you've had this document, but we had a long time ago, we had the late Dick Enberg on the show, and he did the games in the NCAA tournament. It was 79. It was the year that Magic and Bird played in the final, and the early rounds were here at the Murphy Center. I say here, I'm sitting in Winnipeg, but you guys, I'm looking at you guys at Murphy Center. But Magic and Michigan State won their games, and Dick Enberg told a great story to us about he was doing a post-game interview with Magic, who was just emerging as a national, you know, name. And, of course, we know what happened in the years after that. But this was before the huge game that seemed to change college basketball forever. This is the lead-up to it. And Dick Enberg didn't know Magic very well, but he was supposed to do a post-game interview while the tournament was going on NBC, but there was a long delay. They were going to go to him live, and he had to wait for 4, 5, 6 minutes before NBC could come back to Dick Enberg to do the interview. And Dick Enberg, he got to know Magic. You know, he thought he might be restless and say, hey, you know, let me get out of here. What are we doing here? But he saw the big smile from Magic, right? He said, that's all right, man. It was like he was excited to be on TV. And that's when Dick Enberg said he started to see the personality of Magic for the first time. So that was pretty cool. But Magic did come through here.
He did.
Murfreesboro, and on the way to the title.
And that's pretty legendary. And I remember watching the game on television. I was in Colorado at the time. I was growing up, and I was a big Notre Dame fan. And Notre Dame was in that regional. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, if somebody can match up with Magic, it'll be 6'7" Bill Hanslick. And I was kind of excited for the final. And then I remember the opening tip, Greg Kelcer tips it to Magic, tips it back to Kelcer, dunk. Uh-huh. And it was like, oh, this thing's going to be a good runaway. And it was. I mean, they blew Notre Dame's doors out.
Oh,
so, but that's one of the legendary. I mean, there were some great players. I think Bill Laimbeer was on that team. Bill Hanslick. I think Kelly Trepuka might have been on that team. So there were some star power at regional. And obviously Magic's the biggest star of them all.
Well,
sure.
Hey, listen, both of them end up playing together, Bill Laimbeer and Kelly Trepuka. I believe they overlapped in Detroit.
Yeah,
I think
they
played a few
they
years
did.
In Detroit
wow.
together. Yeah.
Well, it'll be fun tonight for sure. We'll have coverage on 94.9 The Fan, but come on out to Murfreesboro. If you go to GoBlueRaiders.com before 4 o'clock, you can actually get $4 tickets in the end zones, throwback pricing tonight. So do that. It's going to be fun. Chris, good to see you. Thanks for having us.
And thanks, guys. Thanks for being here. This was a lot of fun going down memory lane with you guys.
Absolutely. He's Chris Massaro, the athletic director at MTSU. We'll come back, put a bow on things here at the Murphy Center. But can you beat Vegas this football season? Superbook Sports gives you the chance every week to go head-to-head with the best odds makers in Las Vegas. There's no fancy computer algorithms. There's no guys across the pond setting the lines for American sports. It's just the best team of odds makers in the business right there behind the counter at the Superbook in Las Vegas. Plus, they feature some of the best odds boosts and promo bets anywhere. So do like I did. Download the Superbook Sports app, or you can visit superbook.com and start your battle against Vegas right now tonight. San Francisco -3.5 on the road against Seattle. That is the Thursday night game, the over-under at 43 if you want to take that. Visit superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Chase, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, presented by Hair Club. Love your hair, live your life, creating custom hair loss solutions for men and women. We're live today at the Murphy Center at MTSU. This Sunday, following the Titans game, tune in for NFL postgame with Jonathan Hutton and Chad Withrow. They'll be live at the Superbook Lounge at the Landshark Bar and Grill in Margaritaville on Broadway. Postgame presented by Renter's Warehouse, Two Rivers Ford. Now with a huge inventory of in-stock vehicles to choose from, Superbook Sports, voted number one sportsbook in Vegas. Download their app today. Willie, you'll appreciate this. You were bringing up that Michigan State team with Magic and being in this building. So behind the bleachers, they have a timeline of some of the big events that have been held in this building over the years. That one, of course, is on there. You guys know I love wrestling. 1991, WWF. Now WWE had three events with the world champion Hulk Hogan wrestling in this building, which is cool. Garth Brooks. Garth Brooks had, I think, four sold-out shows in the mid-90s in this building. Lots of concerts here, so really, really cool.
Yeah, that is great. I there's so much history in the building. I'm glad they've got it documented there. So, yep, it's been a fun little slice of history today, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it has. Derek just saw this, and I meant to bring this up earlier. So, Purdue, who's going through a coaching change now, has hired Drew Brees as an interim assistant coach before the Citrus Bowl.
Hmm.
So Drew Brees, who's been retired, is going to go to his alma mater and be an assistant.
Oh, wow. didn't see that one coming. Is he doing it because he truly wants to be a head coach, or is he sort of helping out his alma mater?
Probably just helping out.
You know,
I mean, it's a bowl game.
Yeah, bowl game. So you just never know.
Like Kerry Coombs is going to coach Cincinnati against Louisville, in the you know, longtime assistant there, and Luke Fickell leaves to go to Wisconsin, and I think Kerry Coombs might be going with him, but he's going to coach Cincinnati against Louisville because Scott Satterfield is leaving Louisville to go to Cincinnati, and they're playing each other in the bowl game, so he's watching.
Uh-huh.
But you know that happens with bowl games, but yeah, no, it's cool, Willie. Derek, he has been given the green light to go shoot after the show.
Yeah, Willie.
Okay, so I was going to ask this. We have not had any action yet.
No, so we're up above. We're up above things here at the Murphy Center. I could try and turn the camera around and show you kind of where we are. But we're in the beer garden. So we're on the concourse looking down over the court. A great seat and watching the Blue Raiders have shoot around right now. And Derek is just itching to go out there and be scout team. But I am a little concerned because he practiced his jump shot and his knees immediately started hurting.
My knees, Willie, man. You know? Willie, you know about the knees, man. After a while, you can't jump as high as you used to.
No, it just doesn't. You're going just as hard, but you're not getting there as fast.
Yeah. Your mind wants to. Your body says no.
Yeah. Well, get a couple of shots up for me today after the shoot-around's over.
Yeah, for sure. The Preds got to get something going tonight, and Winnipeg is going to be a tough test, but this schedule is not going to get any easier for them, Willie. So I feel like, you know, something's got to give. They're getting these power play chances, but not doing anything with them.
Yeah, no, there's no question. The power play is a huge, huge thing. They've talked a lot about it. We discussed it a lot with the coaches and the players this morning in our preparation. It's certainly a feature. Like we mentioned, in this league, you have to be able to score. Winnipeg has been lighting it up offensively. They're averaging over 4 goals a game in their last 10 games. It seems like their only kryptonite is Las Vegas. They've lost 3 times to Las Vegas this year. Everybody else, man, they have played great. So this is a big, big challenge. And they need everybody on board tonight. And you have to feel like you've got to be at least even in special teams if you're going to come out on top. And as you mentioned, Chase, this is a tough schedule. Between now and Christmas, you've got at Winnipeg. Then you go to Colorado, come back home and play the Oilers again, a team that you have not matched up with very well at all. Then a trip up to Chicago and back home again to play the Avalanche for a second time. That's before Christmas. So it's going to be very busy. And Nashville just simply has to find a way out of this funk and get some points here before Christmas. And then hopefully sooner than later, they'll start to get some bodies back. That's what you have to hope for.
For sure. Willie, have a great call tonight and be safe. Stay warm. We'll talk to you tomorrow. That's going to do it for us. From here at the Murphy Center at MTSU. But stick around, Stillman & Company. Coming up next, they'll start talking about Chargers and the Titans. That's all next, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
We out.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.